Welcome to the Art of Reality Creation 2.0. This is our second class. And again, you have me, Brandon, and we have Christine.
Hi.
And Justin.
Hello.
You there, Justin? Yep.
Yep. Hello.
And, yeah. So today we are discussing primarily goals. I do have one point to finish off from the last class that someone brought up afterwards that I wanted to kind of discuss quickly. But primarily today we're going to be discussing goals, because knowing your goal, as annoying as this might be to some people, like you, I know you want to get to the real good stuff, but your goals, knowing your goal and knowing how to choose your goal is probably one of the most important parts of this process. So we're really going to be hammering that in today. So we'll be focusing on that. But, you know, just to summarize a little bit, in the last class, we talked about the principles of inertia and dynamism. If you remember, inertia is the principle that things sort of continue as they are, okay? Just the principle of order, you could say. So, you know, if you just go with the flow, we were talking about this, if you just go with the flow of things, things won't change. Things will stay the same as they are, as they always have been. Dynamism is the force that takes a lot of will, which we'll talk about the importance of will later on in the course. And dynamism is basically the act of breaking inertia, going against inertia, and even creating a new inertia. And we talked about how you need to use both of these as tools, because you need inertia as sort of, you know, because you can't always be going against what is. You have to settle into a new norm, or else you just get tired. Willpower isn't meant to last forever and ever and ever. You know, we've talked about trying to use willpower, and then you fall into old habits because you try to use it for too long. So you need to use dynamism to get into a new inertia, and then you can drop that effort and then, you know, focus on your next goal. The point I wanted to mention here that I didn't really mention last class, and this came up in the comments of the first class, so you kind of want to mention this here. Inertia is not, you know, we talked about the objective universe and the subjective universe. Basically, it's pretty obvious. The objective universe is the universe outside you, or at least apparently outside you, that is, at least has some objectivity that is, you know, in the physical world, it's the fact of things, you know. That's definitely, I would say, the root of inertia. The subjective universe is your inner self. It's your consciousness, even your subconscious mind also. It's how you interpret the world around you. It's how you think about things. It's your imagination, your ability to visualize, your ability to will. It's your own conscious being, if that makes sense. That's your subjective universe. So it can be easy to fall into the trap of thinking that inertia equals objective universe and dynamism equals subjective universe, but it's not exactly the case. You can have what I'll call objective inertia and subjective inertia, where objective inertia is pretty obvious. It's just the natural world as it is. You know what I mean? Just the objective world doing its thing without any kind of dynamism involved, without any kind of free will involved. But there is also a subjective inertia, and this is your subconscious mind, basically. Because in your subconscious mind, it is making your thoughts, your behaviors, habitual. And that's inertia. So the way you think isn't just dynamic. The way you think is, it can be from inertia because, you know, what do they say? We're creatures of habit, right? We need routine. We need certain things to be regular. We have habits. We have to. If everything were always dynamic, and this is why you need both forces, but if everything were always dynamic, then it just wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Because you need the comfort of regularity, of routine. So there is inertia in your subjective universe too, and that can either be a good or bad thing depending on what you want. you know, if you like, if you want to have, let's say, abundance, but inertia in your subjective universe is to think about not having abundance, you know, about poverty or about not having enough money, then that inertia is going to be against you, and you're going to have to use dynamism to break that inertia. So just to point out, again, you do have objective inertia. I would say the objective universe is purely inertia, because without us as free will agents acting against the inertia of the objective universe, it would not change. Right. I mean, obviously things change, but it would be in predictable lines. You know what I mean? It would be just according to mathematical principles. But when you introduce the free will, that's when things change. But even in the subjective universe, you have inertia. And most people, plenty of people, are acting according to their subconscious programs. So they're not actually using their free will. And I've said this before, how most people who are still, you could say, in the dream, or when I say that, I just mean like kind of in the programming of how the universe works, who are stuck in that, you know, you could use like the allegory of the cave, still chained up in the cave, so to speak. Most people who are in that situation are still experiencing a lot of inertia. They're not practiced with using dynamism. Dynamism is almost discouraged in our world because you want conformity. You want things to be predictable and regular, right? Well, that's what most people want. But, you know, so just because you're a person who's conscious doesn't mean you're dynamic. You could very well be experiencing inertia if you aren't taking control of your life and making that dynamic choice to create your own reality, right? So does it make sense? It's just, again, inertia is definitely just in the objective. I mean, it is, the objective universe is all inertia. The subjective universe is part inertia, part dynamism. And it's just helpful to know that, so you know, look at your own life and see where you are experiencing inertia and where you're experiencing dynamism. You know, where are you experiencing just the same thing over and over and over again, you know, being stuck in a rut, so to speak. And where are you experiencing freedom? That would be dynamism.
I mean, it's an interesting way of putting it. I've never heard, I mean, I've heard it from you, but,
yeah,
you know, just the inertia would just be, for me, you know, you're just moving along, but you're just moving along, just like, you know, you push a car downhill, it just keeps going, and it doesn't really stop, but return right, or anything. And with dynamism, it would be, what parts of your life are you actually actively taking a hand in and controlling?
Yep.
The other thing I like is, I don't know why I just thought of this, is controlled inertia. And that's after you've taken your will, your dynamism, and you've decided what your normal rhythm should be, and yes, the rhythm that you have is what you want, so it's predictable, but you made it predictable. The outside universe did not. I just thought of that. I'm like, right.
Well, that's what I mean about new inertia. I mean, you have to use both, so that's what I mean, is that you have to create a new inertia.
Yeah, I like
that is according to what you want it to be. So you have to use dynamism to like get to the next level.
Yeah.
So you're saying inertia can be a good thing? Because it sounds like it's kind of you're bored and
living. Inertia can, so if you're living a dynamic, you know, life where you're using dynamism to your benefit, you do have to use inertia because you just can't, maintain that force. Okay, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on with the different types of goals. You can't maintain that force of will to keep going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. You know, you have to
have a little break kind of thing.
Right. You know, I had a blog post quite a while ago. I think it was about, I think it was the one about why some people, even though they're happy, don't get everything they want. Remember that blog post?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, Christine?
Yes.
So in that,
like, it was a long time ago.
It was a while ago, several months ago. In that blog post, I used the metaphor of a hill or a slope versus a series of steps. Okay,
like that's right.
A gradation, so to speak, of steps. And, you know, a hill just keeps going up and up, you know, and I compared it to, you know, some people think, like, if they feel good for a couple of days and things will improve, and if they feel bad for a couple of days and things will go bad. It's not exactly how it works. You might experience a range within about the same level, but it's not just like, oh, I felt good for a day, so now a whole bunch of good things are coming to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I felt bad today, so a whole bunch of bad things are No, it's not how it works. It's a series of steps. So if you imagine dynamism as the force necessary to step up to that next step, that takes work. Once you reach that next step, it's inertia. Now you're there. And then you take another step, which is dynamism, and then you're there, and it's inertia. Yep. And you take another step, which is dynamism, and you're there, which is inertia.
Jump.
You're stepping up. It's a you know, step by step by step, instead of, you know, one big leap, so to speak. But, you know, whereas if it's a big hill, you're just climbing the hill and you're going to get tired, right? Because there's no rest. You're just climbing the hill, climbing the hill, climbing the hill. And it just, you get tired that way. So you need to use dynamism and inertia as a paired set of tools or forces. Mm-hmm. But the trick is that you are the one in control, using both to your benefit. So inertia can be, I mean, you don't want ever just inertia, because that would mean you're stagnating. And you don't want ever, you know, just dynamism, because that would mean you're going to get tired, right? You're going to get really tired and you're going to fall back. You can't maintain that. You're going to fall back to some previous level.
Yeah.
So you want to use, I think I mentioned the principle of, you know, the minimal effort involved to get to the next level. Okay. Minimal energy. So you want to put forth the required energy to get to the next level. And then you want to let yourself stabilize there, and then put forth a required energy to get to the next level, and let yourself stabilize there. Mm-hmm. Like those steps, you know what I mean? So we'll talk about a lot more about that later, but that's really how it works. They're both tools you can use, and you need both, but a lot of people just become slaves to inertia almost. And you definitely do not want that. You know, that's not being a creator. That's letting the outside world create for you. Okay, yeah. So you definitely don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So now into goals. This is the main focus I wanted to cover today. There's lots about goals, and lots of this, I mean, if you're familiar with the blog, you're going to already know some of this, but there are some new things I want to introduce here to kind of take it to the next level, as always.
Of course, that's why there's a class.
Sorry. All right. So goals are important, because they move energy. Mm. Okay. I can't just say, you know, whatever happens, happens, and that's okay. And, you know, like some people will say in the Law of Attraction community, you don't really need desires because the universe already knows what you want. So if you just feel good, everything you want will come to you.
No
one has experienced this. I guarantee it. Some people might say they've experienced something like it, but it's much deeper than what they think it is.
Okay? Oh, I can guarantee you it is, because they had to remove a lot of resistance. They did something energetically. They did something energetically to do that. They just did not sit around and feel good for it.
Right. So, you know, you don't just feel good and everything good comes to you. That's not how it works, right? So a goal is sort of, it's a means by which you move energy. It's a means by which you activate magic. You activate these forces of the universe. You cannot underestimate a goal, because a goal is so important. All right. Because it really helps you to know how to get where you want to go.
gives you some place to land, and it gives your energy something to attach to.
Right, right. Shit. So, man. You need this goal to move forward. I mean, you can't without a goal, you just can't do it. You can't move forward. I mean, some people, again, you might want to stabilize where you are for a while, so you might not have a goal, but eventually you're going to pick up another goal. That's just how we're made. We're made to yearn for something higher. And that's what I think, like, this is why I don't like Buddhism that much, because I think it tries to beat that part of ourselves out, you know, where that yearning for something higher is, oh, that's desire, that's suffering, that's attachment, you know, get rid of that. So you can't do that. Yeah. You know,
which is unfortunate because Buddhism has some great techniques.
Right, exactly. It's, I know, yeah. Really, you can use those techniques. Those techniques are good.
Yeah, but it's just that their ending is kind of like,
yeah, but the yearning for something higher, you will always have that. You will always have that because that's what we're programmed to do.
Right.
And that's that black flame we talk about in the order, you know, that yearning for something higher, to create something new, to step up to the next step. You know, that dynamism, that's what we're made to do. We're not made just go with inertia and just, oh, well, whatever, you know, the uncut block, so to speak, of Taoism and whatnot. We're not made for that. So the goal is that force of dynamism that pushes you, or I almost think it pulls you in a way, and we'll discuss that later, to the next step. Okay? It drives you to the next step. A goal properly used, kind of scary, you know? When it's a big enough goal, kind of scary. So that's why a goal is very important. So, you know, you guys might probably remember this. What are the three criteria of a good goal?
It has to be inspiring. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the other two.
It has to be inspiring. It has to be something that is challenging.
Yeah.
And it has to be something... What?
That's the third one.
Oh, and it has to be something that you can't believe. You can believe, but can't quite believe. Like,
well, I mean, it has to be believable enough. So inspiring, believable enough. Challenge.
But it's
right.
Yeah, okay. It has to be believable. I don't know. I always had it just on the other side of believable in my mind, but maybe.
You're like, no, I mean, it should be believable. Like, this is possible. This is feasible. Not necessarily to the extent of, you know, this is done. I mean, that would be more of a current level goal, which we'll discuss
later. Barely.
But no, it does need to be believable. I don't want to put any restrictions on that. It needs to be believable.
In range. Okay, I got you.
Because if it's not, it's just going to be too far out, okay?
Fair enough.
So right. So it needs to be inspiring, believable, and challenging.
I need to forget. Sometimes I'm used to hurling power into the mist and having it just come up big and whatever, but most people don't do that.
Yeah, but I think for you, if you look at it, Justin, I think those things are believable to you still. I mean, if you really look, you can't accomplish something that's not believable to you unless you step up to it. You know what I mean? Step by step.
Yeah, no, that's how you're supposed to do it, like what you just said. I've just been in some situations I know where I'm like, oh God, this either works or we're in trouble. But yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not hard, but it's believable. It's feasible.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's possible. Yeah. Right. So it's not, I'm not saying you have this in the bag or something. It's like, it's believable. Like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I at least see a possibility for how it can work. Okay. Yeah. So that's what it means to be believable. It doesn't mean right now I could get this tomorrow. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, if that's the case, great, but that's not going to be for most goals.
No, it's not.
Right. So it has to be inspiring, has to be believable, and at the same time has to be challenging. You need a balance of all of these. So you definitely need to be inspiring. You need a balance between believability and being challenging.
I love the challenge part, man. That to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Really,
like, it for me, it really, like, half the time you just don't even know how, and then it happens, you're like, man, that was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those three criteria are they've worked well for me, you know, with my goals. Now, you know, we'll talk about the different levels of goals here in a second, but the challenging part, this is mostly for goals that require work. Okay, the challenging part might not be for a current level goal. It's not going to be challenging for that kind of thing.
No,
we'll talk about that. But in general, if you're really looking for a goal that's going to change you, then you need it to be challenging. So the first two are absolutely necessary. But for it to be fun or to be at all, I guess, worthwhile to, you know, change your subconscious structures and whatnot, you also need it to be challenging. All right, so that sets up, we've talked about these three levels of goals, and this has been beat to death. You all know what the three levels of goals are. Current level goals, next level goals,
and ultimate level
goals. Ultimate level goals.
When you mean ultimate level, so there to you, there isn't, next level is like next level up. Ultimate is, I mean, how, is there a number levels up or months out that we would say ultimate?
I'm going to clarify this a lot today because this is something I'm going to introduce a certain scale in a few minutes because this has been confusing for a lot of people. In general, I did give the scale of current level goals within a week, next level goals within 3 months.
1 to 3 months, yeah.
1 to 3 months. Ultimate level goals, 6 months to a year or more. All right. Okay. And that's lined up with my experience. When I have a current level goal, when I just say, yeah, I want this to happen, it just happens within a few days. When I have a next level goal that I say, I really want this to happen soon, it happens within a few weeks or a month. I'll be honest, and you know, it's different for everyone. I've never had a next level goal go far beyond a month, but I just give the 3 month mark as sort of a provision for, you know, if you're having trouble with it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I might have just chosen really good bite-sized goals, so to speak, that could get done in a month or so. Ultimate level goals, you know, I just achieved one of those, getting off of SSI. You all should know about that. And
yes, sir. That took 7 months,
right? And that was an ultimate level goal when I started. Right. So that was an ultimate level goal when I started, but not by the time I finished. Right? It was very possible. So now for the average person, you know, it might feel like an ultimate level goal might take forever. Like, oh, I've had this dream all my life. Or how can it be possible? If you are deliberately creating, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, it's not going to take long once you start to master these principles. Once you start to master these principles, it's not going to take long at all because, you know, that's exactly what I did. I focused on an area of life, which is money. I brought it up every month, you know, kept increasing it. And then I finally achieved that final ultimate level goal of getting off of SSI within about 7 months. Okay. So that it's not, I'm not saying it should take that short, but it shouldn't take super long, even for big goals that you might have, because creation is creation. Yep. Right.
I agree. Here's my thing also, Brandon. Sometimes you can just, and it's just, I've done this. You can go, man, you know, and just start doing pieces of the goal and just,
right.
You like that top level part is, maybe it's way off in the ether, but you know, the right in front of me is the, you know, first step. So
I mean, well, that's what we're going to talk about soon.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about with ultimate level goals, and I'll get there soon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah. So in general, that was the time frame I gave in general. I think that's applicable most of the time. Okay. 1 week for current level, 1 to 3 months for next level, 6 months to a year or more for ultimate level. I think that's accurate most of the time. Okay. But it just, people seem to have trouble with this. So I created what I'm calling the goal difficulty scale.
Here it is.
Okay. Goal difficulty scale. Now, what the goal difficulty scale is the measure of how challenging the goal is. That's the third part of the third criterion of the whole thing. How challenging is it? Now, here's what I came up with, all right? A current level goal, it's hard to really define these. I mean, the borders are sort of a little fuzzy because these aren't really exact. How I divide it up is that a current level goal is from, say, 0 to about maybe 3. I'm kind of between 2 and 3, but I would say 3 can still be pretty easy, probably within a week or so. Between about 4 to 7 is the next level goal. And between about 8 to 10 is an ultimate level goal.
That works.
So, you know, it's split up pretty well. But you want to look at this scale. You want to ask yourself, how challenging is this goal? If I just go within myself right now and think about this goal, how challenging is it? Where would it fall on this scale? And a good question to sort of test this would be, how easy does it feel to get this goal tomorrow? Okay? If you ask yourself, because it makes it real, if you ask yourself that and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, tomorrow or the next day or so, yeah, I think I could do it. That's a current level goal. It's between a 0 to 3 or so, right? If you're like, no, I know I can do it in general, but not tomorrow, that's going to be a next level goal, between 4 to 7 or so. If you look and say, oh, absolutely not, that's an ultimate level goal. Okay. All right. That's about an ultimate level goal, between 8 to 10 or so. So make it real. Ask yourself, how easy would it be to get this goal tomorrow? Really, I want everyone listening to this, and you guys, the two of you can if you want to.
Absolutely.
Take a goal that you have and think about it and ask yourself, how easy would it be to get it tomorrow? And then put it on that goal difficulty scale from 0 to 10.
Not a PhD.
What's that?
I said, no, not the PhD. Would not get that tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that your goal?
It's a possible goal. I just got stopped in my tracks. I would like to get one, but it's not certain.
Right.
But if even if I wanted it, it would not be tomorrow. So that's why I'm using it.
Not be tomorrow. So where would that be on your goal difficulty scale? You think
straight up? I know I can get it, but I mean it's a PhD, so it's going to take you
right. And that's why the time frame isn't the most useful because of things like that that are time restrictive. But in general, it's a good guideline. But yeah. You know, you can get it, but it's sort of far off. That's the next level.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So that's the question I would ask: how easy would it be to get this tomorrow? Or could I imagine myself having it right now is another good question. Like if you went through everything you had to go through and, you know, let's say the 4 years or whatever happened, could I just imagine that happening right now with ease, without any kind of strain? Okay. That's another good way of thinking of it. So that's the goal difficulty scale. Now, why am I devoting so much focus to figuring out the level of your goal? The answer is because there are three types of goals, and each type requires almost a completely different approach. I mean, there are similarities because it's all based on the same principles, but each type of goal requires almost a completely different approach. And most law of attraction teachers are teaching current level goals and trying to get you to apply it to next level goals. And then it's no wonder you're frustrated because you try it and then you don't get it very easily because those methods don't apply, you know, just feeling good about it and whatnot. That doesn't apply. Like the teachers who say, just feel good about it. Don't even ask for it multiple times. Just feel good about it. That's for current level goals.
Yeah.
So that's not going to get you there. So it's really important to know what your goal is or what type of goal you have, because that will tell you how to approach it. All right. If it's a current level goal, there's not even going to be a question of how to approach it. It's just so easy, you know, but we'll talk about that approach later on anyway. If it's a next level goal, then it takes more work, more effort. And if it's an ultimate level goal, then it takes a lot more effort, a lot more work, mm-hmm. and a different approach, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need to know where it lies on this scale and what type of goal you have. Now, when I was coming up with a scale, something popped into my mind about this that may be a sort of trap for some people. And it's this. And this is why I'm asking the question the specific way I am, how easy would it be to get tomorrow? If you just think about the goal and how difficult it is, and I want you to pay very special attention to this part. There's a certain limit, there's a certain point of difficulty at which your subconscious mind will just give up and stop even trying to imagine the reality of it. Mm. At some point. And at some point, you'll enter the realm of daydreaming. I've warned about daydreaming before. So if you think about, let's say, being a multimillionaire, you might have fun thinking about it. You might, oh, yeah, you know, I'll buy a private jet and I'll get a yacht and I'll do this and I'll do that.
Do it, though, your insides twist.
But if, you know, so when I ask you, oh, yeah, how easy does this goal feel? You know, it feels pretty easy. I feel pretty good about it, you know. But guess what? Your subconscious has given up even trying to imagine this as reality. even remotely trying to imagine or fathom what this would be like and how to get there. It's just like, no, it's just sort of an overload, right? System overload, because it just can't get there. It just can't do it. It's too far up. All right. So there's a certain point around, you know, the higher end of the scale, around 8 or above, that your subconscious mind just sort of gives up.
Yeah.
Imagine the biggest goal you can imagine is something you'd actually really, really want, that you'd dream about. And notice how, if you just think about it, it's sort of like, yeah, that'd be nice. You know, but you don't actually really put yourself into it. You can't actually fathom it.
And I think people think daydream is a powerful thing.
It's
daydreaming,
right,
is a powerful thing. But no, because once you get into it, you think you're into it and into it. But all you're doing is just nothing.
So that's the trap people get into with this stuff, because they think, oh, I'm feeling good about it. You know, it should come about any day now.
So what's the difference then between daydreaming and constructively?
Well, guess what happens with a daydream, though? You don't do any inspired action towards it.
No. Well, yeah, an inspired action, we'll talk about that too. That'll come later, though. Like, you don't want to do that too early either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But yeah, you're right.
Like, a daydream doesn't give you any...
No, it doesn't.
It's like fantasy.
It doesn't push you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a good goal, and this goes against, again, everything that you might know. This is why I'm calling this magic. A good goal will terrify you. Mm-hmm. Honestly. Now, if it's current level, then it's whatever. But a good next level goal will just absolutely frighten you. It will feel like, oh my goodness, I don't even know. Okay, like, yeah, I can sort of see how it's possible, but oh, does that feel scary? All right, or oh, does that feel tough? A good next level goal will do that to you. Think of, you know, you have that ultimate level goal you were thinking about that kind of feels like, feels good. Think of something slightly smaller that you really do want, but is within the realm of possibility to you. And now really thinking about doing that thing. Think about actually setting out today or tomorrow and actually going to do that. Now look at what comes up around that. Mm-hmm. You might have some positive feelings, sure. But it also feels like a stretch. It feels like, I don't, you know, this is tough. You know, it feels like you're pushing something. You're you know, this, it's this tension. It's the structural tension we talk about. So a good goal is going to pull that tension tight. A good goal is going to pull that tension tight so that, you know, it'll pull you forward. When it's too high, it'll just, your subconscious will just give up and say, not going there. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I can't even fathom it. So that's something really important to realize here with using magic to achieve your goals, because if you try to go too high too soon, you might think you're doing a good job because you're feeling good and whatnot, but you're really doing nothing but deluding yourself.
It reminds me of that guy, Brandon, that messaged you from the Abraham Forum. Oh, goodness, forms.
I know.
He was a daydreamer. Remember
yes.
him?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
King of creation, or no, what do you say? King of the LOA, or no, what was he?
Something like that. King he of was, manifestation. I don't remember.
That means you aren't the king of manifestation when you name
yourself. Yeah. And I kind of pinned him down on, okay, what specifically have you manifested? And he would not go there. Because it was just a whole delusional daydream to him. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, all that matters is I feel good. Yeah, well, that's great, but I mean, what did you actually achieve? And that's why I'm focused on real-world results. Because if you're not getting real-world results...
What's the point?
Then what are you doing all this for? You know? What are you doing all this for?
And you should also be able to get stuff when you're really kind of... When your energy's rolling pretty good, you should even be able to get stuff that you didn't actively, like, reach
for. Oh, sure.
You ought to be able to, like... You ought to be able to just pull stuff in all around you. So that's how you can tell.
Yeah, that'll happen too. You'll get stuff that's on the current level all the time. But, you know, even just by a thought, even just by, you know, one day thinking that'd be nice to get, it'll just come to you.
I've done that.
Right, because it's current level. So that's very important. And as you move forward, especially when you're working a lot in one area, you get this sort of, I don't know what the usual metaphor is, but it reminds me of Jenga. But, you know, you pull out a certain number of blocks and pretty soon the whole thing comes down. You know, your limiting beliefs around that will go more easily and more easily. So you'll increase your momentum in that area of life. So that's why I really encourage, you know, focusing on money or relationships or whatever it is you want to focus on, and really keep focusing on that area, because you're going to build up momentum there. Because you'll keep, you know, increasing, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, you know, that's, you want your goal to feel sort of scary. All right. If it's beyond that, if it's just like, if it's this huge thing and, you know, but it feels good to think about, it's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's not doing anything.
No.
So, you really want to pay attention to that. So, you know, and we'll talk about how to approach these goals later. But, you know, that's definitely what you want to be doing, is choosing a goal that's sort of in the middle of the road there. I mean, you know, all the time, like, you might be manifesting current level goals. If you're not, then, I mean, you probably are, not knowing it, or just too focused or too stuck on something on the next level that you're not really allowing it to happen. But, you know, getting confidence on the current level is definitely a good thing to do. But, you know, people kind of overestimate the current level goals. They're like, oh, well, it's not so easy to manifest current level goals. Well, actually, yeah, it is. That's the whole point of current goals. Level. They're current level. They're where you are. Now, right?
You it's may like, not know something's okay, current so, level, so that's why it felt hard, but it's not.
Right. Here's the metaphor I was thinking of. Imagine you're in a huge building, and in this building is all sorts of stuff that you want, all right? So you're on the ground floor, and very easily you can go into – there's tons of rooms. There's tons of, you know, places where you can explore. All that stuff is on the ground floor. It's all on your current level. So very easily you can choose, oh, I'm going to go look at this other room over here, and oh, I'm going to go look at this other room over there. See what that's all about. That's current level. Now, next level is when you say, yeah, you know, this is good, but I heard there's something something up on the next floor that sounds really even better, right? So you, you know, take the stairs and you go up the flight of stairs and you go up to the next level. And that takes, you know, it's inertia to stay on the current level on the ground floor, so to speak. It takes dynamism to actually, you know, go up to the next level, to the next floor, and to explore what's up there. Once you get there, now that's current level. You know, it was next level to you before, but now it's current level because now you're here, right? So you're going to explore there, and then eventually you'll say, yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to go up to the next level. Now, if you tried to do that, let's say from the ground floor, and you wanted to go all the way up to, I don't know, the 20th floor or the 30th, whatever. Imagine this is a huge skyscraper or something.
That'd you know, be like 100 floors.
And let's say there are no elevators either. kind of ruins the metaphor. You don't generally want to try to go up 20 or 30 flights of stairs just to get up to that ultimate level, right? You sort of want to go through the different, you might go one or two steps at a time, but you're not going to want to go 20 or 30 floors at a time, so to speak.
Did you mean one or two floors? You
said well, that? Steps, I mean, like, as far as goals, but yes. One or two floors at a time, but you're not going to want to go 20 or 30 at a time. That's just not, you're going to get
exhausted
and be like, I can't do it.
Never mind, I'm leaving.
Right? I remember I was, when I was in college, for the first college I went to, I was on the 9th floor of my building. Ugh. And I remember we had a fire drill and I had to go up all those flights of stairs after the fire drill was over. Oh, that was not pleasant.
Oh, you couldn't just use the elevator?
Well, I don't know. I did after that. I don't know why I didn't the first time, but oh, that was not pleasant.
Well, and the thing is, so the elevator would be you using your dynamism.
Well, that it kind of ruins the metaphor because an elevator can go as many floors as you want to all at once. What I'm trying to put forth is going up the stairs takes a lot of energy and you don't want to do 20, 30, 40 of them at once.
You'd want to stop at each floor.
You want to stop at after floor. A floor or two and explore that next level. It's still stuff you want, but it's not like all the way. But then eventually you'll get up to that 19th floor and then you say, oh, you know, now the 20th floor is within range.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Makes sense.
That's what happened with my SSI goal. I didn't go from making, you know, where SSI was like 75% of my monthly income and saying, oh, yeah, I want to get off of SSI. Okay. No, I didn't do that. That would not be, that'd be like going up to the 20th, 30th floor. That would not be possible. I took one step at a time and increased my monthly income. And I talked about this in the support call number 35, where then SSI was maybe less than half of our monthly income, and then it was kind of possible. And then I set that goal, and it was still sort of scary. Maybe I bypassed a floor or two, but I did not bypass 20 floors. No. You know, I had climbed most of the way up by then, mm-hmm. Right? So that was within range now, but only because I pared it down, I took one step at a time, and I got there. So, you know, that's the sort of difference between all the goals, is that a current level goal is going to be on the level you're at, the floor you're at. It doesn't take any energy to go over to the other place over there and look at what's going on there, or to go to this other place. You know, it's all on this level. So it doesn't really take energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it might take a very small period of time, but not much. But, you know, to go to the next level takes energy. It takes some amount of work, not necessarily much, but it takes some amount of work to get up to that next level. And an ultimate level is like I said, going up 20 levels at once. You just can't, you need to pare it down. So now next level, there is a spectrum to next level. It's not just, you know, one step. It, you know, you can set slightly higher. So, you know, this is why it's a scale. It's not just 1, 2, 3. It's 0 to 3 is current level. 4 to 7 is next level. 8 to 10 is ultimate level. Because it might not just be the very next level up. It might just be, it might even be 2 or 3 levels up. But the point is that that's a lot easier than 20 levels.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
You can go as high as you can handle.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Do not go 20 levels and think you can handle it.
Right. Precisely. Right.
Do not.
So it's just going to, it's going to really frustrate you. You're going to give up. You're probably going to fall back down to where you were before.
Mm-hmm, probably so.
Sometimes worse. Sometimes worse.
There's some of y'all out there that do that, that try to do it all. Don't.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you want to take that easy. So that's in general. So the approach to each level, just very generally right now, we'll get into much more specifics in the next class. But in general, the approach to each level of goal, current level, next level, ultimate level. Current level is you're just going to kind of choose to have it. And if you can't do it, it's not current level. I mean, you might feel a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of, you know, difficulty, a very tiny bit, if it's like a 1, 2, or 3, but not generally very much, if any. But you're going to very easily be able to say, I choose to have this goal, or just think about, I'd really like to have this. And just that thought will move the energy enough that you're going to get that current level goal. Mm-hmm. So it just takes a thought, it just takes a word, just a very slight movement of energy, very, very slight movement of energy to get that goal. Okay, that's a current level goal. You almost can't even call it a goal, but I'm just saying that for to use the same terminology. It's, can you really call it a goal if you can say it and get it within a day or so?
Yeah.
I mean, right, but I'm just calling it a goal.
Go up there and go, hey, it's nice to have that. You know, oh, I'm going to get that
real quick. Right, exactly. You know?
Yeah, it's really not much of a goal. It's just sort of something you want.
Right, yeah. And it's not going to feel super exciting either. It's like, oh, cool. It's just sort of like this, okay, that's nice. You know? I've gotten like that. I've described this before with money where I can kind of say, yeah, I'd like a bit of extra money. It's not going to be $1,000, but it's going to be a bit extra. And it's always nice. But once it comes, it's like, oh, that's cool. I appreciate that. I'm happy about that. You know, it's cool. I wasn't really too surprised. So things like that will start to happen. But again, this is still magic because you're still, it wouldn't have happened unless you put forth that thought, unless you moved your will to say, this is what I want. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. It's not like it's inevitable. You actually had to think about it. You actually had to choose it on some level, maybe not super deliberately, but you know, this is how good things happen to people all the time because they think a thought like that would be nice to have, and then it happens.
Without even barely knowing that they did it.
It could be as simple as you're at the store and you see something nice you'd like to have, so you say, okay, the price is in range, it's pretty reasonable, I'm going to buy it. That's a current level goal.
I had one too. I wanted for my birthday a specific candle warmer because I don't like to light candles. And I've never tried, and I have a cat too.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know this, but so my friend helped my mom at first, and she said, oh, you know, I'll find this candle warmer for you. You know, I didn't know this. And so my mom went to the store, and it wasn't there. So she told me, and my mom said, I'm sorry, Christine, I can't get it for you.
Yeah.
But I tried. I said, okay, whatever. And I don't know if it was still in the back of my head or what. I just let it go. And lo and behold, this past Saturday, a box came to my mom, and I said, Mom, what's this box? She goes, open it and find out. And it's a candle warmer.
Outstanding.
And she found one online.
Yeah, that's a current level goal.
That's outstanding. Yeah, I mean, that's a current level goal. That's really neat.
Right. So it could be very simple. It could be very non-magical in appearance, where, like I said, you're at the store, and you say, you know, I'd really like to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you buy it. It could
I've done that too.
Something like, with Christine, where you say, you know, I really like that, and then it comes. You know, there's all sorts of possibilities.
I didn't think it would. I thought that was the end of it.
Right.
But I wasn't upset.
Exactly. But the more you explore this, the more you really use current level goals and achieve them, it builds up your confidence in magic. It is magical.
Yes.
You know, so really observe how you've gotten your current level goals in your own life already. And practice getting them. I mean, and don't make it a huge deal. Because, you know, a lot of times people will, the moment, And this is why I never do these like challenges. Like there's this book where it gives you these experiments to do. And it says, okay, ask the universe for anything you want and say for it to come in 2 days.
No.
But the moment you say, yep, I'm testing it. Okay. Here it is. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen because you're putting pressure on yourself now. And it's like, oh, I got, it has to happen or else, you know, I failed at this experiment. That's why I've always kept my goals private. Mm-hmm. I'm the only, and I don't know why I did this. The only goal I didn't keep private was the job. And the,
which is your biggest.
I know. I don't know why I didn't keep that one private. It was just sort of one of those where I didn't really, I mean, eventually I did care what happened, but initially I was just like, hey, this is cute. Hey, this is, you know, an interesting thing. Let's see what happens, you know.
It's good though.
And right. So I did share that one, but by and large, I don't share my goals.
You just want everyone to do magic.
And that's your style is that, that shows you can get it either way. Because I've read some books where you aren't supposed to talk about your goals. They'll say, no, tell people about it. I kind of don't like right. to. I am careful who I tell. If I tell anybody, it's going to be someone that I know won't mess it up. But even then, I just right. kind of, you know, to will, to dare, to keep silent. I just, yep. you know, now when the goal's on the way, and I know it's coming, and I'm like, okay, there's the energy. That's a little different, but. A lot of times I've noticed that mine will creep up on me without me realizing, and I look at them and go, oh, man, yeah, I really did want this.
Yep. Right. So, yeah, that's, you know, it just depends. I don't know if my subconsciously I just knew it would happen or whatnot, but I just, for this one, I just felt comfortable with it, and I didn't even really worry about what if it doesn't happen, and then I... Because it for me, it was an experiment. If it didn't work, it didn't work. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, you know, if it doesn't work, then I'll dissect it and see why it didn't work. And or maybe if it didn't work, maybe it just wasn't the right opportunity for me. I didn't know if it was the right opportunity or not. Didn't mean it was a failure of my ability to manifest. It just meant if that happened, then it wasn't the right opportunity. But I don't know why I did with this one. It's not the norm for me, and I won't do that as a rule. But I did for that one. But, you know, in general, it's harder to try to share goals like that, you know?
And let me tell you.
But
I just wanted to ask real quick. Did you know in October you could get off the SSI?
Absolutely not.
No way. You just had a belief. Okay.
No way. I didn't. Getting off of SSI was a dream I had for years, something I really, really wanted to do. I don't know if it was really a
belief, right? You didn't really believe it, or did you?
When, last October?
Yeah.
I said, no, I did not believe it. That's what I said.
Oh. But it was an ultimate level goal.
It was an ultimate level goal. But that's what I mean. I didn't believe it was possible. That's why it's an ultimate level goal.
Okay.
So, you know, what happened was, I actually... I think it was the beginning of last year, maybe. Things are going pretty well. And I said, you know, I'd really like to get off of SSI by the end of this year. I never really set it as like a deliberate goal I focused on. It was just sort of something I'd like to do, but I never really focused on it much. But then it didn't happen. And I, you know, I'm not surprised because I didn't really focus on it because I didn't really, it seemed way far off. You know, and then this year I was sort of like, I wonder if I could do it by the end of this year. Cause you know, things are kind of moving along. And, but again, it wasn't really a goal. It was just something I'd like to do one day, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you want to call that, but that's an ultimate level goal, really something I'd like to do one day, but it's not really within range right now. So I'm not really going to worry about it too much, but I'd like to get there. And that's really, again, what an ultimate level goal will feel like too. It's like something I'd like to do one day. It's not really within the realm of possibility right now, but it's something I'd like to do one day. Kind of a way of looking at this, I think, is if you look at the three criteria, inspiring should always be there. All your goals should always be inspiring.
Yes, absolutely.
But you have this balance between believable and challenging. If it's not challenging at all, it's a current level. Okay? If it's challenging and believable, which is like the perfect balance, it's a next level. If it's really challenging and not believable at all, your subconscious will give up and it's an ultimate level. And it's just, that'd be nice to have one day. That's what that is. It's not even believable. You can't even imagine it. It's sort of like saying, I'd like to get to Mars one day or something. Like, it's the same sort of impossible sort of thing. Like, I can't even fathom it, but I know that I eventually want that to happen. That's what an ultimate level goal kind of feels like. You can't really fathom it as a possibility to get even frightened about. It's just sort of, yeah, I'd like to have that one, but it, you know, it's not believable. It is very challenging, but it's so challenging that it's not believable. So you won't even entertain the possibility of it. So yes, all last year, I knew that was something I'd like to do one day, but I also knew it wasn't within the realm of possibility at the time.
Yeah, I got you.
So again, what I did was step up, you know, step by step by step by step by step. And then it was, you know, when I actually set the goal, it was pretty scary. There's a lot of trepidation there, but it was definitely within the realm of possibility, if just barely. So it was maybe, let's see, on the goal difficulty scale, between maybe a 6, I guess.
Really? I thought it was higher.
Maybe a 7. I'm sort of between 6 and 7. It wasn't higher than that because it was definitely next level.
That's true.
I would say a 6 because I was moving along pretty well and I knew anything October, could happen.
It was a 6?
No, from last month in March.
October, last month. I'm sorry. From last month.
From October, it'd be like a 9.
Okay. So last month was a 6. That's what I was wanting to hear, yeah.
Yeah, so from October, it'd be like a 9. Be like, I don't know how that's going to happen. From last month, it was like a 6.
Okay.
So, right. And then I worked with it within a month again. So just because it's a higher level, next level goal, like, you know, 6 or 7 doesn't mean you can't get it in a month or so. You know, it was definitely kind of scary, but that's just how it was. So yeah, that's, you know, so believable and challenging. If you have both of those and it sort of feels kind of scary, that's a next level goal. If it's so challenging that it's not even believable or you can't even entertain the possibility of it, then that's an ultimate level goal that you can't even imagine. Right? So that's your subconscious will just give up and be like, whatever.
Those ultimate level goals sound like some of them graduate semesters I went through. Oh my goodness.
Right. So, I mean, this is the first ultimate level goal I've achieved, really. And I mean, you're only going to have so many in one lifetime. I mean, ultimate level goals are pretty significant, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
they're life changes. They're transition points.
Right. And I do have another one. I do have another one, but it's again one of those things like I can't even fathom it.
Do I know what this is?
No, you don't know what it is. It's financial.
Yeah.
But, you know, just more of the same, but I won't give the level.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is another ultimate level goal, but again, I'll just have to step up. It's not an ultimate level goal. You're not going to feel super urgency to get there right now.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Not usually, just because it's so far out of the range that it's like, okay, I'd like to do that, but, you know, it's just sort of, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen. So,
well, you got your ultimate goal in 7 months, so who knows?
The other thing,
well, that's what I mean.
Another thing I want to know, because, I mean, say, for me, I just want what you think about this. And, I mean, I'm not aiming specifically at a PhD yet. I know I can get it. I don't think that's an ultimate level goal.
Seems like it's next level.
It seems like it's next level, but the distinction I want to make is the amount of work it takes is not going to get you there in 1 to 3 months. You know, it's,
right, and that's what I mean. The time frame isn't necessarily the best.
Yeah,
that will apply for that will apply for most goals. And someone did mention, like, there was someone in the comments quite a while ago, and I don't remember who it was at this point. They may or may not be in this class. I don't know if you are. Hello, but this person, I think it was a she. She said something like, "Well, what about going to college?" Or getting married or things like that we all want to do, those seem like current level goals, but they can't happen in a week.
Yeah.
Current level?
Yeah. I said, first of all, those are absolutely not current level goals. Those are definitely at least next level goals. Now, I grant you, it won't happen in 1 to 3 months.
No.
But just because you know you can do it doesn't mean it's a current level goal. The current level goal has no effort. Graduating college takes a great deal of effort.
That's a tremendous lot of effort.
It is. It takes a great deal of even changing your own subconscious structures, because there is a difference between theoretically wanting to go to college and actually applying and going there and going through the transitional process. Same with marriage. I'll talk to marriage. That's what was biggest for me.
Don't pick on me too much.
No, it's just in general. Marriage is hard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So there's a difference between saying, yes, I want to get married one day and I know it's possible, and actually meeting that person, you know, getting engaged or dating, getting engaged, you know, getting married, moving in together, building a life together, you know, let's say merging your bank accounts. Like, we have a joint bank account and putting all your money together. There's and you know, splitting up everything. That there's a total absolute difference between theoretical wanting to get married one day and actually doing it.
And then you do it, and then it's like, oh.
Getting married is absolutely a next level goal.
Yeah.
Staying married is the next level goal, because it takes work.
It does.
It takes work, you know?
Staying. Probably.
I would say ultimate level. No, that's not ultimate. Maybe for some people.
Well, because then people have this, you know, this thing, this idea in their heads where it's like, I get married, that's the end. Now I don't have to do anything.
No, oh, gosh, no.
It's like getting confirmed or something. Like,
It's not the beginning at all. I mean, it's not the end at all. It's the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, so.
And you drive each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting your black belt in martial arts. Actually, now it's the beginning, because now you have permission to actually start learning.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that was where I wanted to come from with this. The time frame isn't necessarily always accurate. It's just most times, if it's not time sensitive, like, where you have to study for 4 years to get through college, or where you have to sort of, you know, find someone to date and then date them and then get engaged to them and then get married. Probably not going to happen in 3 months. I mean, it could. I've seen examples of it. But anyway, the point is that in general, you know, yeah, it's going to take longer than 1 to 3 months to get married or to graduate college or whatnot. So the time frames are just guidelines. That's why I developed this goal difficulty scale, because that will tell you where, you know, providing that you're careful about the ultimate level and you sort of feel that out. And if it's like really high and yet it feels good to think about, that's probably ultimate level. That's why I say, ask yourself, what would it feel like, you know, how easy would it be to achieve tomorrow, or, you know, something like that. That would hopefully bring the energy more immediately to your attention and tell you how difficult it would be. But, you know, the goal difficulty scale will definitely tell you more accurately where your goal is and how to approach that. So the last thing I wanted to talk about with the levels of goals. Oh, well, I was talking about current level was just sort of thinking it. We'll talk about the other two. Next level is, and this is just very general, we'll talk about very more specific techniques starting in the next class, and we'll introduce the reality control room and all that kind of stuff. Next level, again, is going to feel scary. It's that balance of believable and challenging. It's both. You know you can do it, but it's pretty scary. My first goal in October was pretty scary. My goal in December, I remember, was super scary, because I overestimated what I thought was going to be easy. Because what I'll do is I'll be like, all right, this month I should easily be able to make this much, so I'll add a bit to that, and that'll be my next level goal for this month. You know, I'll add, you know, maybe 10-20% to that, right? And I'll be able to do that this month. Well, in December, I inaccurately estimated what we would make that month, like, without any extra magical ability, by a good margin. And then I had already chosen my next level goal. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then I thought about dropping it down, you know, a little bit, 20% or so. I'm like, you know what? Let's just try. Oh, that one tore me apart, but I did it.
Let's might as well give it a whirl.
Might as well just try it. And the thing is, I'm not a good loser, so I don't.
Oh, God.
I don't not achieve my goals very gracefully. So I really take them seriously, is what I'm saying. So it was a really big push.
Take some days to recover.
Yes. So, well, it doesn't have to be much, because I usually achieve all my goals.
No, I'm just saying, if you...
Oh, if I'm disappointed with something. Yeah. So next level is going to feel scary. If it feels scary, it's next level. Okay, the bigger the next level, the scarier it's going to feel. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be able to intuitively know where your goal is just by the feelings I'm describing here too. Hopefully it really clarifies things also. If it feels scary, then it's a next level, period. Okay? So that's what you want to work on. And again, next level doesn't mean just one level up. I call it next level, but next level just means I can easily get this within a short period of time, like a few months, you know, or with a small amount of changing my subconscious structures, I can get to this level. But it could be 2, 3, 4 levels up. It's just something where I can get to without too much incredible effort, where my subconscious can at least fathom how it's possible. Okay, so that's next level. And that, again, will feel scary. And those techniques to do that, you can't just think about it once and you're done. It has to be a day by day by day by day thing, or in my case, postpone it till the last half of the month and then really push at it. That's my approach, but you know, that's I'm not proud of it. But you know, but in general, it takes regular focusing, preferably once or twice a day. Again, don't follow my footsteps, but preferably once or twice a day. It takes regular focusing. It will be hard. It will be scary. It will feel very tough. And you will feel tension. We'll talk about structural tension and all that kind of stuff in the next class. But you will feel that tension pulling you forward. If you have that tension, that's good. And that's another sign of a next level goal. You feel that tension. Not, we talked about this in the support call number 35, not obsession or resistance or anxiety, but tension. Okay, it's this positive sort of thing where this is where I want to be. This is where I am now. Ooh, better work a bit to get there.
I call it constructive anxiety.
No.
Right, yeah, that works too.
Now, when you're doing those goals or whenever, I think in the support call we said, what did you say that you feel the tension when you drop it, or you feel the tension during the actual energy work for the goal?
You feel the tension. Generally, you're going to feel very good, and we'll talk about this more in the techniques section,
okay.
But you'll feel very good when you're focusing on it. That's easy, but then once you drop it, you see where you are now, and there's a natural tension that sets up.
Kind of how it works for me.
Or you might feel a bit of that tension, too, when you're focusing on it. That's okay. That might be there, but that's okay. Don't try to get rid of it.
No.
But in general, you'll get to a place of feeling pretty good about it when you're focusing. You'll actually feel very positive. But then once you're done, the tension will naturally get set up because you know where you are now. You know you're not there yet, and that's why you have to not fake it, right? So that's important too. Mm-hmm. The last part, I know we're kind of over time, but the last part is the ultimate level goal. And this one, I know some people really want a clarification on. The ultimate level is just a whole bunch of next level goals stacked on top of one another. Take my example of, you know, my financial goals, and I built it up and built it up and built it up. And then eventually I was able to say, yep, I want to be off of SSI, a dream I've had for years, you know, within 7 months, but I didn't do it all at once. So you have to, an ultimate level goal, you have to split up into bite-sized pieces, so to speak, you know, where you can achieve this within a short period of time, a few months, but, and it feels scary. Each level feels a bit scary, but it's not to the level of, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So a few things. People are confusing these chunked down bite-sized pieces, you know, next level goals that build up to the ultimate level goal. They're confusing it for the detail, for the how. So they'll say, what if I don't know how the ultimate level goal is going to happen? I'm not saying you'll know how it's going to happen.
No.
But
Brandon didn't at all.
I had no idea how mine would happen. But let's say, like I said, let's say your ultimate level goal is maybe, you know, making $100,000 a year, for example. Okay. Maybe right now you're making like $30,000 or $40,000. That's pretty big of a difference. You can't do it all at once. So what you want to do is build your way up there, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever, or whatever gaps, you know, whatever jumps are comfortable for you. And then you build your way up. You know, it's harder to translate for different goals, I know, but you want basically each next level goal should bring you closer. That doesn't mean it's a how. It just means it brings you another step closer to the ultimate level goal. But here's the important part. Each next level goal that leads to the ultimate level goal should also feel inspiring, believable, and challenging. Okay, but it should be inspired. It should be actually something you want, not just like, oh well, this is just a step to my ultimate level. No, each one you have to celebrate. You have to really get excited about. Not to say this is the final stop, but to say this is one stop along the way, and I really do want this particular thing. It's just I'm going to move on next and get something better.
It's like running a marathon, and then like they give you water and they encourage you with like every few, like 5 or 10 miles or something.
Right, exactly.
You know, they'll give you your water. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah.
So, you know, and talk about this in the comments. Give your specific goals if you want to. We'll talk about it. I mean, I might not be able to help with specific examples if I don't know the situation that well. But it's not detail. It's just what would help to get me there or closer to there. Or what would make my ultimate level goal feel more possible? Okay, if I were the person who was able to get that ultimate level goal, what would I have needed to do first to make it feel more possible? It doesn't have to be practical steps. Like, you know, those are more the detail. Some people have given examples, and the examples you give are sort of more detail-oriented, and you don't really feel excited about that specific detail. So that's not really, you know, but you should be able to split it up.
Like, what goals do you want to make first? Exactly. Instead of what steps you want to make.
Right, exactly.
What little goals do you want to make?
Right.
What would you
mean? So, you know, a good example might be like if you want to, if you would like one day to become a successful author. Okay, let's say that's an ultimate level goal because you can't even imagine how it's possible. Before you become a successful author, you first need to write a book. Mm. That's a next level goal. That's required. There's no universe where you can become a successful author without writing a book. No. I mean, unless you get a ghost. Unless you get a ghost.
Yeah, writer. You can get a ghost writer.
Right, but you know, in general, you need to get a book out there. You need to get a book out there. That's your first thing. Whether you're self-published or just you find a publisher, you need to get a book out there. And then you need to get people to buy the book. And then you need to write another book. You know? But this is the process. You have to do those steps. So you can't just, oh, yeah, I'm a successful author, you know. You can't just do that. You have to take one step at a time. So, but each step is going to feel good. Oh, like I wrote a book. That's awesome. Oh, people are buying my book. That's amazing. Oh, look, I'm writing another book. That's awesome. Like each step should feel really good, you know?
Right.
So each step along the path to your goal, which should be joyful in general, should also by itself feel joyful. Okay. Each step should feel exciting. And the ultimate goal will feel even more exciting. But, you know, each step along the way should feel exciting as well and inspiring as well and motivating as well. Okay, so it's hard to describe without getting into specific examples, but that's a good example, I think, is, you know, becoming a successful author, something like that, where it takes multiple steps and you have to chunk it down. You can't just do it in one day or even in 3 months. You know, it takes time, but you can do it, you know, one. Like it's that metaphor, that proverb. What's the best way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
I've never heard that one.
Never heard that one?
I have.
So,
ew.
Well, not that you'd actually would, but you know, so that's what it's all about. So you have to pare it down like that and let yourself take it one step at a time. So that's what it takes to do all that. But hopefully that makes sense. Again, I know this is sort of not the most fun to, you know, talk about these specific examples, you know, your goals and what type of goals they are. Next class, I promise we'll get into much more exciting, like specific techniques and things like that. But you need to know your goal. You need to know what type of goal it is, how to best get there. So I gave the general pathways, the general practice you need to take on to achieve your specific goal, no matter what type of goal it is. And now we'll get into the more specifics next class. All right. So hope everyone enjoyed this. And if you have questions, as always, you know, feel free to comment on the class and we'll be happy to answer them. And really, if you, you know, if you need to get into specific examples, that's perfectly fine. But just, you know, feel free to comment and ask about the material. I know there's a lot of stuff here. Some of it's old, some of it's newer stuff. So I hope it clarifies. I really wanted to clarify, you know, how to tell what kind of goal you're dealing with. And I hope that we were able to do that here. So hope everyone enjoyed this. Thank you for listening in. And we will see you in the next class. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh.